What do you call something like a black cat that people say brings bad luck?
Bad luck?
Just anything that brings bad luck. What would be a term to mean anything that brings
bad
luck? Bad
luck?
They say a black cat.
Black cat's one, but now there are others, you know. See objects, you know, many times. For instance, lights. If you haven't been out that way, but I've been out hunting in the nights, you know, and would see lights.
Mm-hmm.
Flicker through the air.
Mm-hmm.
Gone like lightning, but it wasn't lightning.
Gracious alive.
That's right. I've seen them.
That sounds scary.
And some of them, you know, they claim their meteors bursting, you know, up there and on those. Well, I don't know exactly.
What do you call a person who brings bad luck? They might say, he's a regular.
He's a regular. No.
What'd you say? Oh.
And a vagabond.
Oh.
The old regular old croaker, I'd call him.
Okay.
C-R-O-A-K-E-R. He's always blowing out bad news.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
That term has been all such. I'd call him for myself a legitimate child.
Okay.
But they're known and formerly were, most entirely, they would call them bastards.
Okay.
Now, wasn't that awful? Well, that's what they were. That was a time of pride now.
Uh-huh.
That's what you're asking.
Sure,
isn't
that's
it?
What I want to know. That's exactly what I want to know.
I call them illegitimate, and,
okay.
But the unskilled and folks who don't know too much, they still use that term many times.
Yeah,
well,
sure.
It don't sound pretty, but now
no.
They do.
But that's the word.
That's exactly right.
What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
We call that the undertaker.
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
We call them caskets.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what do you call the place where the dead are buried?
We call that the cemetery.
What do you call flowing water that's a little bit smaller than a river?
Flowing water, that's a brook, is it?
All right. And what's something that might be a little bit bigger than a brook?
A lake.
All right. And how about flowing water?
Flowing water.
Or maybe a little smaller than a brook.
Smaller than a brook. Branch.
All right. Now, is a branch smaller or larger than a brook?
Well, they're smaller.
All right. What do you call flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
We call that the wiregrass country.
Okay. What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
We call them suspenders.
Okay.
Listen, they used to call them galluses, didn't they? Way back then.
Okay.
Well, as long as galluses in my other days.
Okay.
Get waited on by asking for them that way, yeah.
I bet you wouldn't. I bet these old, these young people wouldn't know what to mean. Why, after calling galluses, but now that's what the
youth call. What do you call unthickened gravy that's made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Red eyed gravy.
Okay.
No, not red eyed.
What do you call the liquid that's burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
Okay. What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
We call him a Tamworth. Long body and thin. He never looks like he gets fat.
That's right. And what's he called?
It's a type of a hog that we know as Tamworth.
Okay.
Know. Usually sandy haired.
Well, now, sometimes these hogs run around wild, down in South Georgia particularly.
Yeah, they call them wild hogs.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you call an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
Okay. What do you call homemade whiskey?